Citigroup, the biggest financial services company in the U.S., is reporting more losses from the subprime mortgage crisis. The company announced this morning that it's writing down the value of its mortgage-backed securities by more than $18 billion. It also says it's getting a cash infusion from several major investors, including the government of Singapore. NPR's Jim Zaroli joins us now to talk more about this. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
And what did Citigroup say this morning about the extent of its losses? I mean, we've just heard $18 billion as a write-down.
Yeah. There was a fair amount of anxiety, you could say, connected to this statement. It was expected the company was going to announce a loss, and it did. It lost nearly $10 billion last quarter. Company says that is mainly because of the subprime problems. It is the first time since 1998 that Citigroup has lost money in a quarter. Vikram Pandit, the company's new CEO, issued a statement saying these losses are clearly unacceptable, and he's deciding what to do about it.
What are some of the steps that Citigroup can or could take now that the to deal with these losses?
Well, Pandit says he's in the midst of a thorough review of the company's businesses. You know, Citigroup is just a huge, sprawling organism. That's expected to mean layoffs. We have heard as many as 20,000 people could 20,000 jobs could be cut, although the statement this morning didn't say anything about that. The company is cutting the dividend it pays to shareholders. Citigroup also says it has gotten $12.5 billion from outside investors. And one of the more surprising investors that was named this morning is Sanford Weill and his family foundation. Weill, of course, is the guy who built Citigroup into the colossus that it is today. And Citigroup is also getting money from the government of Singapore Investment Authority.
Yeah, as we just said, and that makes one wonder, given that Citigroup is such a big company, how did it get into a position in which it needs to borrow money from overseas investors?
Well, Citigroup, you have to remember, is basically a big commercial bank, and U.S. regulators require banks to keep a certain amount of money on reserve. Citigroup has not had a lot of wiggle room in that regard. So when the subprime losses started happening, it had to raise money. One way it does that is to seek outside investors. And of course, a lot of the investors with money to spend these days are in the Middle East, they're in Asia, they're in China. Citigroup got a big investment from the Abu Dhabi Investment Authority a few months ago. You may remember that. And by the way, Merrill Lynch, which has also had big subprime losses, said this morning that it is getting money from the Kuwaiti Investment Authority. Clearly, there is a lot of money floating around the Middle East right now.
So what kind of financial position does all of this leave Citigroup in?
Well, you know, Citigroup is a huge company. It is, it's not like one of those big mortgage companies that have been having solvency problems in the past year. And in fact, Citigroup said today, you know, when you leave out the subprime losses, it did pretty well last quarter, especially overseas where the economies are doing well. Now, admittedly, subprime is still a huge problem. This is going to be a tough year for Citigroup. There's no question about that. One thing it doesn't know is how much it will have lost by the time all this subprime mess goes away. The economy is slowing, at least in the United States. Citigroup makes a lot of money from consumers. It's under a lot of pressure right now from shareholders who want to know what the company is going to do. So this is going to be a tough year for Citigroup.
Okay, so we've got this news from Citigroup. Are we likely to see similar problems at other big financial companies?
Yeah, Merrill Lynch reports its earnings on Thursday. As I said, it's had some of the same problems Citigroup has had. One difference is Merrill is a brokerage company mainly, so it doesn't have the kinds of capital requirements I was just talking about, but it has had big losses. There's also a lot of speculation about some of the other big mortgage lenders like Washington Mutual.
Jim, thank you.
You're welcome.
NPR's Jim Zaroli speaking to us from New York.